upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Good morning. This is Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Today is March 22nd, 2019. You'll remember when President Trump visited Vietnam, in particular Hanoi, recently to discuss nuclear disarmament with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. During that conversation, President Trump suggested that if Kim Jong-un would give up his nuclear weapons, that he would help turn North Korea into a Vietnam. Well, in the American mind, that might cause some alarm because we have a poor history in battling in Vietnam during the Vietnam War. We lost 65,000 American lives there, and it left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. But President Trump has looked past that. Vietnam has changed dramatically. They call themselves a socialist republic. But as this article points out, and I'll just quote from it, in practice, it now has strong capitalistic characteristics. Is it therefore a free economy or a socialist planned economy? The answer is neither. Is it moving toward the Western model of democracy and market economics? If this means weak and volatile government, widening inequalities, slow growth, lagging infrastructure, rising crime, and frequent street protests, the answer is no to that too. And the article goes on to explain that really what's going on in Vietnam and Asia at large is that it's moving away from all those other models that we see in history, and they're morphing into technocracy. Furthermore, Americans really don't have the language to express what's happening in Asia. My guess is that's why Americans are so slow to adopt the idea that technocracy is legitimate, but technocracy is the real thing. I wouldn't call it legitimate, but it is the real thing, and it's what's happening in China. Socially engineered society, scientifically engineered. This is what's happened in China itself. South Korea is absolutely given over to technocracy. And countries like Vietnam and some of the other minor countries in Asia are also following suit. And now we see China is exporting its technocracy model all around the world, basically to anybody who will pay attention to them. But it's already infected Asia. And this was the promise that was made to North Korea. Will he take him up on that? Who knows? Doesn't really matter. But the point is that technocratic governance is seen as ruling in China and Asia. We need to get in touch with that. Now, there's two articles up today on artificial intelligence. For some reason, articles tend to cluster. I've never really figured out why that is, but it does happen quite frequently where two or three articles will just appear all related to the same topic, but they're completely different. The first article is titled, "Will Artificial Intelligence End Up Being Really Stupid?" You might have suspected that that would be the case. There's a lot of hype around artificial intelligence, in particular that someday it's going to offer human-level intelligence. But this article argues The reality may be far less in the end. And it points out that there are narrow applications for AI where it might make some sense. But the promise of general intelligence is far removed. And the promise, certainly, of sentient intelligence may never happen, ever. So, will artificial intelligence end up being really stupid? Well, at least the perception of AI will change radically as time goes on. And there will always be those who try and trick people into thinking that their program really is smart, but the results of it in the end will be, nope, there's no wisdom here, folks. You can pour data into a bucket forever, and it will never produce one bit of wisdom like a human mind can. This really is the bottom line. The next article on artificial intelligence points out the characteristics that are shared between psychopaths and AI. The title is Psychopaths Have Much to Teach Us About AI. And here's the problem. Artificial intelligence is often programmed to learn how to manipulate our emotions and to measure success when we conform. The psychopathic trait is the pinnacle of social engineering, and humans have little awareness that it's even happening. The article starts out, what happens when machines learn to manipulate us by faking our emotions? Judging by the rate at which researchers are developing human-like AI agents, we're about to find out. Researchers around the world are trying to create more human-like AI. By definition, they're developing artificial psychopaths. This isn't necessarily a bad thing. There's nothing inherently wrong with being a psychopath. And all AI agents are artificial psychopaths simply because they lack the full range of neurotypical human emotion. But the overlap between psychopathic behavior and AI agent behavior is undeniable. We should look into it before it's too late. And indeed, some of the characteristics that are shared between AI and psychopaths are shocking. Okay, let's look at some of the list here. Cunning and manipulative. Well, AI now is taught to learn how to be cunning and how to be manipulative. They don't write those rules in advance, but rather the program learns as it interacts with humans. How about this one? Lack of remorse or guilt. Of course, AI has no emotion itself, so it can't have guilt. How about this? Shallow emotional response. Well, it can't have any emotional response because programs don't have emotions. Callousness and lack of empathy. Yep, that fits the bill. So there's something to be learned here when we look at some artificial intelligence programs, at least, to make this comparison. Do we really want these data scientists to be creating programs that are essentially psychopathic by default? I don't think so. And as the article points out, certainly we can't condemn somebody just for being a psychopath, if they are, if that's the way they're hardwired. But that doesn't mean that we necessarily want society to be full of them or that we even want to associate with them. I think most people would find it very uncomfortable to associate on a continuous basis with a psychopath. Well, if you can imagine hundreds of thousands of programs in various settings in society that exhibit psychopathic behavior, you can see the problem. It could be very dystopian very quickly. So these are some of the things in the news today. I hope that you will take time, if you can, to read them and share them as widely as you can. I would also encourage you to interact with articles that you see on the internet, where you can leave comments, for instance. Talk about this. Leave a link for technocracy.news, or leave a link to one of my two books on technocracy, Technocracy Rising or Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, and help us broaden our reach. At this point, it's only with the help of readers and listeners that we can increase our reach in America. Unfortunately, this last week, one story that we had attempted to boost on Facebook was rejected. They started out approving it, and within about an hour, they decided to reject the boost altogether, the ad. This is not surprising. This is the essence of shadow banning. So Technocracy News and Trends is going to have difficulty in the future in reaching out to larger numbers of Americans. That means we need your help. So any help that you can give is greatly appreciated. If you're not aware of it, on technocracy.news, there is a quick start guide that I created especially for newbies to the field. And there's a graphic image on the right-hand side of the homepage. It says quick start guide. And if you're not really familiar with Technocracy yet, you might want to consider going there because it just lists a number of things straight down, talking points and some articles and some videos that are very useful to get a handle on Technocracy, what it's all about. And you can also recommend that to other people as well. If they say, well, what is Technocracy? Well, you're not going to hand them a book right there on the spot necessarily, but you can tell them, well, go to technocracy.news and click on Quick Start Guide. There you go. With about maybe an hour of time invested, they'll have a pretty good idea of what Technocracy is. That's all for today. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Thanks for listening.